Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to inform you on how to go green, live green and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. I'm Bill Schultz, and as you may be able to tell right off the bat, we sound a little bit different, maybe a little echoey because we're in a different room. We're actually on the road today, and I've done this before. We've taken the Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight on the road before, and we've gone to people's houses and things along those lines because we like to move around. We like to see what people are doing, and today it takes me up to Green Bay because I want to talk to one of our newest Answers to Energy Questions team members. And it is Newcastle Construction, Robert Clark, the owner. Robert, good seeing you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit about, obviously, what you do. What is Newcastle Construction?
Well, we install windows. We're a window company that has been doing this for a lot of years. We try to do replacements so that we can offer customers that have owned their home for a lot of years, we can offer them longevity and a new window.
You know, a lot of people, when you said we've been around for many years, a lot of people go, well, I've never heard of you, because quite frankly, I had never heard of you. So talk a little bit about the background and things about that with Newcastle Construction.
If you want to know the true basics, I come from California. I've been doing this for my entire life. My father's company is 60 years old, and I came out here a little over 5 years ago and started a company and have done very successful because of the fact that I keep the same business plan that my father had, which was be honest and do a great job, make sure that the customer's happy when you leave the door, and, you know, it's worked for me.
When I first talked to you, that was the thing that jumped out at me is your passion for the business. And nothing against other businesses in the window replacement business at all, but a lot of them do it as a fallback. I was in this business, and now I'm in replacement windows. I couldn't find another job, so I'm in replacement. I worked for another company, so I decided to run my own company. But with you right off the bat, Robert, I got a feeling that there's a passion for replacement windows, and you don't find that too often. People who love replacement windows, but you love what you do.
I do love what I do. You go to a house, and you know these people usually have plastic up on the windows, things like that, because it's cold, and they're not getting the efficiency that they're getting with the old windows. And when I leave, you should see the smiles on their face, and they're happy and. You know, they know that they've got a window for the rest of their life. And I love that when you walk out of a house and have a finished product for them. That's great.
I want to talk about that a little bit more, but I want to talk a little bit about your name, too, Newcastle Construction. I know before we went on the air, you said somebody called and said, hey, are you from Newcastle? And you're not. But where did Newcastle come from?
My wife actually came up with
it. It's always the good, the better part, isn't it?
It really is. She said it just sounded good, and there's no meaning behind it, anything like that. She just started thinking about it and said, you know what, we could go with your name like a lot of people do, Clark Construction, you know, Clark Windows, whatever. But
that wouldn't really jump out at me.
No, exactly. But she came up with Newcastle because it sounds like something you want to check into.
Yeah, and you know, you want to build a new castle. Everyone's home in some way is their castle.
Correct. Yeah, and that was her slogan. She tried to go with was, "Hey, you know what? Let me turn your castle into a new castle."
There you go. So I'm going to say right off the bat, I like that. I'm used to saying that a lot. So again, Robert Clark, Newcastle Construction. I'm going to throw out the number right now. It's 737-6803. That's 737-6803. Talk about philosophy. I mean, the replacement window business is a very competitive business. Let's be honest. There's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of big companies out there, and you're a smaller company. And a lot of people, when they're doing shopping around for replacement windows, would go, you know, I've heard of them. I've heard of them. I've seen their billboard. I've seen their TV ads. I've seen this. I've heard about this. In Newcastle, kind of just starting out in the marketplace, a baby as among some of the others. What would make you different if people wanted to call you and find out what you do?
Well, I'd have to say that I'm the guy that shows up. When you call me, I'm the guy that answers the phone, and I will set an appointment with you. I will meet you out there. I will measure the windows. You won't have anybody else doing that where there'll be a mistake or anything like that. It'll be me doing it, and I've been doing this my whole life, so it will be correct. It'll be the window that you need. It'll be the type of window you're looking for. I ask the right questions. I'm not there to sell you something. I'm there to ask you what you're looking for so that I can provide exactly what you're looking for.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because before I've met you, I kind of took for granted the whole replacement window business as the process of what happens now in the window replacement business. And that being you call, and then you have a separate person who's answering the phone. You have usually another separate person who's coming as a quote-unquote salesperson. Then you have another separate person who is coming to do the installation. And there might even be some other people along the way that I've forgotten, but you're talking three, maybe four different people involved in one process, and you felt that was too much.
I believe you start getting mistakes if you have too many people in your hand. What is they call it? The hands in the pie.
Too many cooks in the kitchen. That's whatever, right. You want to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, no. I feel that it's good because I go there. I measure the window. I order the window. I talk price with you. I do everything so that when I leave, you have exactly what we talked about the first time. When it comes to trim, when it comes to how the outside is going to be taken care of, everything is exactly like we talked about the first time.
When someone is looking into that and they go, you know, I know I need new windows, but I don't really know what I need. I'm not a window person. I'm not an expert. I've done a little shopping on the internet, but a window is a window is a window. What's your philosophy on all that?
Oh, that's by far not true. You can go and pick one up at a box store, and it'll last you a few years. In this weather, it'll last you a couple of years. Yeah. But if you buy a quality window and have it installed properly, you could have the rest of your life. You never need another window. You know, 20 years. As long as you take care of it and you do what you're supposed to do. You know, it's make sure the cats aren't eating the seals and stuff like that. You're pretty good.
Okay. All right, good.
Robert Clark with us on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight as we're on the road today talking with Newcastle Construction, and the number 737-6803. You know, I think the process, a lot of people, even though when they buy a window, you know, it could be the best window in the world, but if it's not installed correctly, and being with the Answers to Energy Questions angle that I've been at, installation in any of this, when you're talking roofing, windows, doors, siding, insulation, whatever, installation and expertise is so darn important.
Absolutely. That's why when you get my team to come out there, me and I have two other guys with me, and we go out there, and that's my whole crew. It's not a giant crew, and we go out there, and we all know what our jobs are. We all know how to do our jobs, and when it's done, even if it's a big job and it takes us 2 days to do it, or 3 days in some cases, when it's done, it is done properly, and you can see the process as we're going through it. When we take a window out, a lot of times the customer's standing there and like, wow, I didn't realize the window would come out so easily. Mm-hmm. And then when you're done putting it in, they're like, wow, I can definitely see the difference. And it's nice to see.
Explain, and this might be a little different for you to try to do because you're explaining yourself, but I'm curious as to what is your style? Like, if someone wanted to do business with you, explain your style, how you handle business.
Well, when I get there, I kind of wonder what they're looking for. So I ask a lot of questions about what they're wanting. I kind of find out how long they're looking for a window to last. You
isn't
know.
That important? Because not everybody, you know, I'm not going to be in the house for 30 years. So do I need a window that's going to last 75 years?
That's correct. That's what I try to find out. You know, I find out what they're looking for. I find that out. I give them some options. Another thing I like to do is not give a quote the same day I'm actually there. What I like to do is I like to call the customer back, because the reason that is, and if you call the manufacturer and you give them the sizes, they give you a price. And I mean, I could obviously give them a price right there at the customer's home, but if I do that, I would have to inflate the price because I'm not sure exactly what the manufacturer is going to charge me for that window. Mm-hmm. And if I find out what the manufacturer is going to charge me for that exact window, when I then call the customer back, I've put a small markup on it, been able to make a living.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about that, the markup, because when we were talking before about the big companies, they have to pay all these people that are through the line that are dealing with you. And you kind of brought to my attention, which I had not realized, that the markup in some window replacement companies is huge.
That is true. You know, I don't have the overhead. I don't have the sales guys. I don't have all the trucks driving around with the names all over it. And so my overhead is low. Yeah. And so I don't have to charge the prices that these big companies have to.
And that's a huge advantage. So it's one of those things where we always say on this show is we never say you should use business X over business Y, but we say we want to educate you about business X and business Y, because the replacement window business is filled with a lot of different alternatives. And we're bringing Robert in, or I'm bringing Robert in, because I thought it was an interesting alternative. It's the way that I will say it's old school. It's kind of the old school way, and we're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to take a quick break again. It's Newcastle Construction, Robert Clark, and the number again, 920-737-6803. That's 737-6803. We'll be back with Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight right after this. Welcome back, Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, as we are on the road in Green Bay today with Robert Clark of Newcastle Construction, and we're talking about the window replacement business. And one thing I want to throw out there, because people who listen to my show before, we talk about replacement windows for Wisconsin, because this certainly is much different than California, where you are from. So what did you find when you moved here from the California, we'll say the California windows to the Wisconsin windows?
Besides the outside and the type of material that we use on the outside here, there's a lot of plaster in California. And so you're knocking out plaster, you're putting the windows in. But as far as the actual windows themselves, they're not anywhere near as the quality that they get here in the Green Bay area. Yeah. This is for sure. And so
you almost don't even need windows in California.
This is true. The type of window is basically a slider in California, and it is pretty basic, mm-hmm. and pretty something that you can pick up pretty much at any box store, mm-hmm. because it's not something that people give a lot of thought to. Okay. But here people are very understanding of what they need, or very experienced in windows, even if they've never installed them.
Yeah. You almost have to be, you know, in this environment. Explain at least your philosophy on the storm window, the double pane, the triple pane, the quadruple pane, the quintuple, whatever it is, all the different panes. How do you address that with your customers?
Oh, double pane is the most common, and there's no more single pane out there or anything like that. But double pane is extremely common, and the cost value, the cost price, the cost
difference.
Yeah. Yes, the cost difference actually takes you up to a level that some people aren't comfortable with when you get into the triple pane and things like that. But the double pane is it's low E argon, and so. That is what they put in every window nowadays. And so it's one of those things where you're not going wrong either way.
You know, you just brought up something that just triggered me, because I know when we do our expos, and we have a lot of replacement windows people there, and I'll walk around and I talk to people who are talking to different booths, and it's like, we had no idea these replacement windows were this pricey. And there, you could just see the deer in the headlight look on their face and saying, we needed windows, but now we don't know what to do. And I'm thinking, Robert Clark might be a great alternative for that.
I believe that, yeah, my cost is quite considerably lower than the other guys. And I think that if that is an issue where that's what the problem was, I can offer the same style of window at a lot lower price.
Yeah. And you know, I hear that a lot of times when people say, you know, and the bigger companies sometimes they can't budge on price because they've got to make a profit, but they've also had to mark things up along the lines with their warehouses and their vehicles and staff and things along those lines. So, you know, and again, a nice idea for a new alternative is to get affordable windows, quality windows, from a guy that's going to be there when something might go wrong. Robert Clark, Newcastle Construction, 737-6803. That's the other thing you were talking about. You're the one who answered the phone, but you're also the one, just in case something should go wrong, that you're going to be out there too, because you did the job.
That is correct. Yeah, I know what the job looked like. I know everything about it. So if there is, you know, lots of times nothing ever goes wrong, but you'll every once in a while have a sash that leaked the argon out of it or something like that, a cracked frame, something like that. And, you know, we go out there and we do what's needed to take care of it.
You know, that's another person that we forgot in that mix of the big companies is the guy who comes back to look at the window. Chances are it's not the guy that put in the window.
No, never. Hardly ever.
Yeah. When you're doing business talking to people, and I find it interesting that the conversation you have is more focused on the customer than, because a lot of the big companies when I talk to, we go in and we bring out our stuff, and it's almost a dog and pony show where the customer is listening, sitting there just listening. And it almost sounds like you're there and saying, no, I'm going to listen to you, the customer.
I try to, yeah. That if you give them something that they're not really looking for, they're never going to refer you. They're never going to like you. They're never going to talk good about you at all.
Right.
And so that's what my philosophy is, you know, talk with the customer, find out exactly what they're looking for, find out if it's possible. Sometimes I've gone to jobs and, you know, people, I want this. And it's like, you know what, that would be great, but it's too big of a window. You can't put that type of window in this opening. And you start explaining things and they start understanding. And then we come up with a solution that works for them.
Hmm. let's talk a little bit about kind of a generality here. Is that right? Anyway, what should people be aware of when they're shopping for windows, in your mind? What are some of the warning signs, some of the things, some of the tips that you would recommend people when they're shopping for windows? Look for this, don't look for that, things along those lines.
In the actual window you're talking
about?
Yeah,
or just the shopping experience for windows.
The things that I've heard that customers say is that, you know, people will not leave their home, basically, when they get a sales guy in the home. It's I've heard one story where it actually was the person actually up in Door County ordered through this company just to get the sales guy out of the door. And then as the sales guy left, they canceled the order because they have the right to cancel the order. So they canceled the orders just so they bought something just to get him out of the home.
Wow. And that's scary.
That is. That's something that, you know, I've never been into that type of sales. I go out there and like I said, I don't even give you the price usually right then and there, unless it's an exact window of something that I've actually installed recently and know the exact price of that. That's the only time that I go, I know what this window costs. Let me give you a price right now because I've just ordered it.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I do stuff like that.
Let's go through the process a little bit with Robert Clark, Newcastle Construction, 737-6803. Okay, Robert, so we're calling you, and you'll answer the phone, not Mary the secretary. It will be Robert answering the phone, pretty much. If you don't answer the phone, you're on the job, but you'll be turn the phone call, which is another thing, because a lot of people, I have heard so many stories about people, I call this person, he never even called me back.
I've had it happen to myself in other construction avenues. It's just the way construction people seem to work. And, you know, I was, again, when my father started his company, there weren't beepers, there weren't anything, but my father's always had the newest technology. When beepers were popular, I remember a kid, my dad had it on his hip, and that was what he did. He, if that phone beeped, he went to the payphone and would call them back, let them know. He would let them know. And I was a kid watching him do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, now when the cell phones came out, he had one right away. Uh-huh. And he's always picked up his phone, good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, you can't always make every job perfect. And if something went wrong, where like a sash went bad or something like that, he would answer the phone knowing that he had to go back and fix something. And people really appreciate that.
Yeah. So you answer the phone. We set up an appointment. Typically, if I were to call you today, for instance, how long out would it take for you to come out for an appointment?
It's usually 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days. Great philosophy there. And then when you come out, typically, what's the process there?
I talk with the customer. I find out what they're looking for. I find out which windows they're looking to get replaced. I take some measurements. I show them some windows. I like to show different styles of windows, different qualities, so that they can see what they're looking at. And then when when we've decided on that, then I measure the windows. I ask them how they want the inside completed, if it needs new trim, things like that. I try to stain everything. Stain is a subjective type thing where everybody's eyes see color differently. So I get a sample, I get it matched, and I put that back on, and hopefully it matches with their eyes perfectly.
Awesome. When people are looking at samples and you're asking questions, and it can take, how typically does this all take?
Usually about an hour, hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you order the windows. Is that what happens, or do you go buy the windows? How long does that take?
I order the windows, and I get them from a manufacturer that usually takes 2 to 3 weeks to get the windows.
Okay.
And so then once I get the windows, then I schedule something with the customer. And so that they understand the process that in 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, they'll be getting a call from me, and we'll then find out the best time for them.
Which is understandable. So let's say the whole process from very start to finish could take 3 weeks to a month, which kind of puts me into my next thought of mind is we're nearing, believe it or not, fall, September, and Wisconsin. So this is the time to really start moving and getting those replacement window ideas, appointments, installations going before winter, whenever that's going to come.
Absolutely. that's one of the most misconceptions that we have is that, you know, I'll go run down and install your windows for you. Yeah. And that's not possible.
Isn't the appliance store.
that is correct. Yeah. And, you know, even if it does get to wintertime and they call up, I have a philosophy that is I have two other guys with me, as I mentioned earlier, and we tear out a window, we install a window. And we try to close that room up so that you're not losing too much heat in the really cold of winter. And so we work right through the year.
Great. That's good to know. How about the type of windows? Do you have one particular brand you use? Do you use multiple brands? How do you determine that?
I do use multiple brands. I do have my favorites, and then I try to let them know about those because I believe that they're something that's going to last the longest. They're going to give them exactly what they're looking for. Cost may prevent them from going with that particular brand, but we will have a brand that they will be happy with.
You know, that was interesting when I talked to you earlier about your business, and I kind of made the analogy of it's kind of like an insurance company where you've got an insurance company that only sells this kind of insurance, or you have an independent agent who shops around for you to get the best price and to get the best thing. And you're kind of in the window replacement business, that independent agent where you shop around, which works from the consumer standpoint of a better price, getting what you want, being flexible of getting the kind of window you're looking for.
Absolutely. A few years ago, I installed some up in the Door County area that I wasn't familiar with the brand. Found out that I loved the brand, and you know, I definitely suggest it to people now. And it's kind of neat when somebody comes to you and goes, you know, this is something that I know somebody else has had, and they've lasted for them for a long time. And it's like, hey, let me do some research and find out about them.
We've just gave somebody another shopping experience when it comes to replacement windows. It's Newcastle Construction. Robert Clark, call him at 737-6803. That's 737-6803. Answers to Energy Question Spotlight. Robert, good seeing you, and thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.